Welcome to the Nui Tech People podcast. My name is James McDonald. I spend my days interviewing some of the most innovative people working in the tech industry and hear some amazing stories. Each fortnight, we release a new episode sharing these conversations. This podcast aims to showcase the tech projects happening right here in Newcastle, provide key resources to help you grow your tech career, and share insights into the future of the Newcastle tech scene. Hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to our first Nui Tech People News Bulletin. On today's News Bulletin, we've got Mike McKinnon from Decky. Welcome, Mike.
G'day, mate.
Before we get into the sort of what's going on at Decky right now, for those that don't know, give me the background on who you are, the Decky story to date.
Sure, can do. So once upon a time the Decky background story or origin story is when I left high school, I got a job at the local marina where I grew up.
Yeah.
And that unexpectedly led to basically 10 years of working on marinas.
Yeah, right.
So I never sort of planned to go and do that, but it just happened that way. And over the course of that decade, quite literally helped thousands of boat owners with just about every problem under the sun, more or less.
Yeah.
And it was just through that time that I just accrued so much understanding about the challenges and the positives of boat ownership, but just getting that sample size across so many different people just gave me this really, really interesting, I guess, market research in hindsight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was around the same time that I was, during that time, I studied at Newcastle University. I was doing design, become interested in product design and entrepreneurship. And really the initial idea of Decky was kind of the seed that's where it started. It was around then that I got accepted into the Slingshot Accelerator program, which is a bit of the Newcastle tech story as well there.
Yeah.
And it was on the back of that Decky got its first investors.
Yeah.
And that actually, those original investors come from Newcastle as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's lots of Newcastle that's woven into the Decky backstory. But, and you know, since then we've just gradually, grown the technology. We've grown our team, the majority of which are based here in Newcastle as well, which Nui Tech People has helped us out at different times. So Didn't pay me to say that, but, hitting, that's where we're at, brings us to where we are today.
So. Yeah, mate. Definitely Newcastle success story. You know, as you said, you both yourself and then the Slingshot story, and Slingshot's had a lot of success for, you know, helping Newcastle based startups grow.
Right.
And then you building and growing and keeping your team here in Newcastle. So yeah, definite Newcastle success story. And that's why we're here today as well, to try to, it's an exciting period of growth for you guys and opportunity for other Newcastle people to actually get involved here, which is pretty cool.
So boating's one of the world's most popular recreational activities, right? Yeah. So it's statistically 200 million people get out on the water.
Wow.
Around the world in some shape or form every year. So, you know, it's definitely one of the world's most popular pastimes, essentially. The challenge is that it's also can be very confusing and dangerous and stressful when you're out there. And that's compounded by the fact that the vast majority of people that get out on the water aren't very experienced. Even the people that own boats, like they're getting out there actually statistically around 10 times a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, once a month.
That's a pretty easy process to get a boating license as well, right?
Very easy process to get a license. It's a, you know, half day theory, half day practical. It varies state to state, country to country, but regardless of where you do that, there's so many different challenges that the ocean or the waterways will throw at you. And the majority of people just don't have enough exposure hours out there on the water to really get proficient at that.
Yeah.
And even for the really experienced boaters and navigators out there, even for them, like they say no 2 days on the water are ever the same.
Yeah.
So it's always going to throw something different at you. This is getting to what we do after this. But the other thing with that is that because we've got so many arguably inexperienced or undereducated people that's making up this boating population, it's only natural in this day and age that people turn to their devices, right, to get the answers, to get the assistance. And that's where Deki comes in, right? Yeah. So Deki is three things, really. We're a mobile app.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we're also a marketplace, and we've also got this analytics platform that's attached to what we do. But the core of what we do is the mobile app.
Yeah.
The easy way to describe it is we've built it to be a Swiss Army knife. Yeah. For anyone that's spending time on the water. It's a good analogy, but it's basically an all-in-one app. So it's got a variety of different capabilities that you're going to need when you're out there. That's everything from weather and safety alerts, being able to record all of your activity out on the water as a logbook. We've got location sharing, so you can share your live location out there with your friends and family.
Yeah.
All the official points of interest, speed zones, et cetera, et cetera. And all of that's rolled into one app.
Yeah.
And it's free. So, you know, just like Google Maps,
yeah,
when you're on land, which everyone's using, it's a free utility. We've aimed to replicate that for those that are out on the water.
Imagine you're gathering a heap of data points with that.
Yes, which is the analytics platform component to what we do. So as the users of the community that we have, is using the app, we generate lots of GPS activity data, mm-hmm, off the back of that. We've now amassed over 200 million activity data points on boating activity.
Wow.
All of that's privacy approved, anonymized, aggregated information. But what it actually creates is we've got visibility on boating behavior that has never really existed.
Yeah, before. Wow.
And that has so many different applications of what that can be used for, from whether it's safety strategies, infrastructure planning, policy. It touches on almost every aspect of the industry,
yeah,
both from a commercial and a government perspective. So that's the analytics side, is very much the longer term aspect of what Deki is. But in that middle ground, there's the marketplace. So, yeah, you know, we've built up this this utility that's free for the community. Yeah. Which has been received really well and is now sort of expanding globally. But the next step there is to also help the boating community with the transactions that they need to make as well.
Yeah, right.
So that might be initially for us, it's insurance, so helping them with boat insurance, with training and education courses, with safety products. But then gradually we'll start to expand those categories that we can assist with, to the point where Deki can help you with virtually every aspect of boating.
That's not only one boating community, if you're interested in boating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. So that's the long answer of Deki is.
And how long has Deki been rolling now?
So we first launched our website, actually, which we weren't a mobile app initially, in 2015.
Yeah.
So we started actually as a desktop site, and you know, it was
desktop
a few
would be pretty handful, pretty handy when you're out on the water, right?
Not quite.
Nice, mate. And obviously a lot of growth from a desktop, desktop website through to the mobile app. Now, how many downloads have you got?
Yeah, so we've had over 300,000 boaters now use the Deki app. The majority of that's been in Australia, and at the end of 2021, we started our first expansion into the US, which has been pretty exciting. Just one quick data point is that the state of Florida alone is the same number of boats as the entire country of Australia.
Yeah.
So just in one state, we've actually doubled our market size. Yep. With that expansion. So, and the other really probably key thing to point out is that what we've done is gain the endorsement of government agencies.
Yeah, right.
So Deki's actually the official boating app in three states in Australia.
Yeah, nice.
Which is, and to sort of explain what that means is that if you're going out on the water in New South Wales, Western Australia, or Tasmania, the maritime agency in that state is telling you to use Deki.
That's phenomenal.
So it's pretty sort of unprecedented, because it would be like them telling you to, you know, use Strava if you're going for a run. Yeah. Like, you're never really going to see that, yeah, kind of endorsement. But that's the unique relationship that we have there with them. So,
and you've obviously built up a lot of trust, right?
Right. And, you know, hopefully some more states coming on board soon if things can continue going the way that they are. And until we get to a point where we actually have a private business, an independent business, which is actually a nationally endorsed application for anyone that's doing that activity. So
that's really a good opportunity.
Pretty unique position that we're in.
Yeah, really nice. Mate, that sort of brings us to where we're at today. And one of the reasons we're having this conversation, I've got some inside understanding of what's going on, but I think it's a really cool opportunity for Newcastle. I know Newcastle tech community and Newcastle as a whole, there is a thought process and a feeling around Newcastle supporting Newcastle's people from Newcastle. I feel like there's an opportunity right now with a growing Newcastle company that was born locally, who's stayed local and is growing nationally and internationally for people to now get involved. I'm quite interested in the startup space, both from an early investor perspective and also sort of later on. But this is an opportunity, I guess, that most people don't normally get at investing in a company that's actually got runs on the board at a later stage. Like most of the time you get an opportunity to invest in a company, it's either very early stage, very high risk. This sounds like it's an opportunity now that people from Newcastle could potentially get involved here at a later stage where the company's actually already established. So, mate, give us an overview, or if you could let our audience know, you know, essentially where we're at and what you're going through at the moment.
Yep. Yeah, so look, what we're about to announce in the first week of September is our equity crowdfund capital raise, which is a pretty exciting step for a bunch of reasons. But it's very unique because this time around, when we've gone to raise capital for the continued growth of the business, we looked at equity. We've always thought about equity crowdfunding as something that would be really aligned to everything that we do. We've chosen not to do it at different times for different reasons, but this time around it felt right. And the reason why it's so fitting really comes back to the mission behind what we do. Like our company mission is to keep the world safe and informed on the water. That's kind of why we do what we do. And it just makes so much sense that all of the people that we're aiming to help with the product, the industry, the users actually now have an option to have a vested interest in the company's success and growth.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is the, for anyone that doesn't know about equity crowdfunding, it means you actually get shares and ownership in the business.
Yeah.
It's not like a Kickstarter style situation. So, you know, we are inviting actually people to come on board as co-owners in the company, which is really cool. So that's starting very soon, and looking forward to seeing how it goes. I mean, we're in the expression of interest phase right now.
Yeah.
We've received over 900 people that have registered their interest to invest. So nice. Seems like finally getting around to making this decision was the right decision. But we'll see how we go.
Yeah, nice. Mate, is there a limit to the amount of people you can take on board?
No, there's not. And, you know, there's some unique regulation that was passed a couple of years ago around equity crowdfunding, which enables you to have a large shareholder register without needing to meet the requirements of a publicly listed company.
Nice.
So there's this approved middle ground, if you will, that we sort of fall into. So.
And is there, what are we talking about from an investment perspective? Can I invest 20 cents? Do I need $20,000? What's it look like for, you know, our community? What are the opportunities, or what's the actual, how does this come to life? Is it, do I need to be a seasoned investor?
So the spectrum is as little as a few hundred bucks is the minimum, to as much as you want to invest, right?
Yeah.
We do have a maximum amount that we're looking to raise, which is $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And it is a first in best dressed policy, right? So, you know, we do have investors that are considering larger amounts.
Yeah.
So it really just comes down to, you know, how that plays out in the first couple of weeks. So, but yeah, it is set up in a way that the average person, whether they're a user of the app or a, you know, a Newcastle local, whatever it might be, they can take part.
Nice. Hey, mate, for Decky, when this is successful and you raise $1.5 million, what does that mean for Decky? Does that, how are you guys going to use that? What does that mean for the future potential growth for the Decky team?
Yeah. So there's a couple of key things that we're really looking to do with the funds. So we're really starting to now expand internationally. Nice. So we've taken the first couple of steps into the US, but the US is such a huge market. So there's just so much room for growth now. And we've built our platform and everything that we do in a way that is globally applicable and scalable. So we're really looking to now start to expand on the success that we've had here locally in Australia and replicate that. We need to grow our team as a result of that. You know, we're particularly looking to start scaling up marketing and business development to support the commercial growth of the business too.
Yeah, nice.
And I suppose what that means for anyone thinking about investing and getting involved is that, you know, where we're seeing the company going over time, it could be a number of different scenarios. You know, there's the potential exit by an acquisition for a larger company in the maritime industry that sees a lot of strategic value in what we're doing. Obviously, there's the possibility of an IPO, although nothing's guaranteed, of course. But probably the third and most interesting or exciting thing to think about is that if we continue to grow the community, the utility of the app, we get to this point where Deki is a ubiquitous tool used by people out on the water. We're seeing this trend moving towards everything being software driven, right? And we have this thesis, I suppose, is that if that continues to play out over time, we'll get to a point where a software company doing what we do may become more valuable than the hardware companies in this industry. And when I say that, I mean companies like Garmin, for example, Navico. There's a few that are the leading global manufacturers of marine electronics. And these are multi-billion-dollar companies, right? So that's where we also see the sort of third possibility there is of what Deki ends up becoming. In that situation, you know, there'll be liquidity opportunities there for all shareholders.
Yeah.
It means that we're looking to obviously increase the value of the company between now and that point in time.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately why you would look to give it a go.
There's a lot of really successful companies that are built out there on building a community first and then monetizing that community secondly as well, right? So sounds like the journey you're going on has really been community focused. Build that actual vehicle for the community and then, you know, monetize. Or
the vessel maybe.
The vessel, hey, look at you go. You've done this before. And then, yeah, monetization opportunities for that community as well. Yeah, it sounds like there's plenty of opportunity there. And that's not even touching on that analytics side. So,
right.
Data is valuable, as we all know.
Mm.
Mate, this sounds like a really exciting opportunity for those of the Newcastle Tech community, our New Tech People podcast listeners. How do they get involved? Is it, you know, you mentioned expressions of interest. Is this on the website?
Yep.
How do you find information? And we'll link this up as well on our show notes.
Sure. The way to actually do it is through a platform called Equitize. So it's equitize.com. I'm not going to try and spell that word because I'll probably stuff it up. But Equitize is an officially approved equity crowdfunding platform that we've partnered with to facilitate the round.
Yeah.
So all of the process, the information is all hosted there on Equitize.
Mm-hmm.
If you jump on their website, you'll see us there somewhere on the homepage. It shouldn't be too hard to find, but
we'll link it up on newtechpeople.com.au. Yeah, sure. We'll put it on a podcast page and we'll send a link straight to there.
Sure.
And in all our socials as well. So try to make it easy as well.
You're a nice guy.
Nice. Oh, mate. As I said, the New Tech People podcast and our company has been sort of established, especially the podcast, to help support the local community. And I feel like mate, this is as good a time as ever, you know. I've known each other since I started recruiting in Newcastle, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and that's where you guys were, you know, born at the same time. So we've been on similar growth journey. So I feel like it's a really good opportunity for us to try to share this message with the local community and see if we can get some local tech people involved, or, you know, it doesn't have to be tech people, just local Newcastle people involved in this opportunity.
Yeah. Probably one thing I'd add to that is it'll be interesting, you know, I'm personally interested to see the outcome of this, almost like if I step out of my own body for a moment, to see what the results are for a company started in Newcastle, a tech company that goes down the route of an equity crowdfunding process, and what maybe benchmark that might set, or you know, if it inspires other companies locally to follow a similar path that are community-driven.
Yeah.
You know, community-driven products and companies. So
no, I love it because especially like Newcastle, especially in the tech community, we talk a lot about, hey, for our community to continue to grow, we need to, you know, both build tech companies here and let them have success to create job opportunities for other people, or, you know, ship a big company in here who's going to launch a, you know, satellite office or something here. But everyone talks about the growth of the technology community and helping support that and build that. I feel like this is a real opportunity for people to get involved, even if it's as small as a couple hundred dollars. But as you know, my ticket in, hey, I'm supporting Newcastle, you know, tech community. I'm supporting opportunities for others. That's the other part that I'm super excited about. Like, if you guys have success with this locally, like, I'm sure you'll have success in total. You'll get the 1.5 mil, but to get a portion of that from Newcastle tech community and see how that, you know, that success, that we could see other smaller businesses from Newcastle tech community use that vehicle to also raise, and again, an opportunity for the local community to get involved in supporting the growth.
It's like, because there's just no examples out there right now, right? It's a pretty small sample set of like companies that have done this successfully, that have gone on to do even bigger things. Hopefully we can be that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
No, I love it. Appreciate your time today, mate. I'll definitely be supporting it individually myself. And I hope, you know, a few of our listeners get involved. So this is not financial advice, but
disclaimers.
But no, I'm super, super keen to, you know, see how this plays out.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
See some success.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Thank you for listening to this episode of New in Tech People. To stay up to date with all our episodes, our show notes, and past episodes, please visit www.newintechpeople.com.au. Thank you.